Ah, mid-September. It's that time of year when the first golden leaves begin to fall, when apple cider bites the taste buds, when the first Christmas catalog appears in the morning mail. Scratch that. It's not even October 1st. No way did I get a Christmas catalog in the mail already. But yep, there it is on the table, a stone's throw from the water bottle I used this week to ward off 90-degree heat. A second look at the catalog cover confirms that indeed Christmas 2005, complete with snowy hills and sleigh bells, is on its way. Now, you probably already knew that the holiday season was only 100-plus days away, especially if you paid a late summer visit to any local craft store. Green rounds of fake pine needles clung even then to plyboard walls, in a not-so-subtle suggestion to get a move on already. Break out the hot glue gun, start planning now for handmade wreaths that will soon become cherished family treasures. If the fake pine cones hold for more than one season, that is, or even make it until December. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that this is something that isn't even remotely related to law. And you're probably right in a sense. Let me take you back about 10 years ago. In the mid-1990s, I lived for some time in the Netherlands, land of sturdy windmills, stepped roofs, and outsmiders, a toast and egg and ham treat that you too would grow to love, in time. Another thing was different. There was no early Christmas there. Dutch shopkeepers celebrate the holiday season and care about coffers just like Americans, but they don't utter the S word, the Santa word, until early December. After December 6th, to be exact. That's because the country wants to maintain its own special December holiday, Sinterklaas Day, when the kids wake to find small gifts in their shoes. Now, some might argue that Sinterklaas Day is its own economic phenomenon. I admit that I spent more guilders than I should have on large chocolate letters, a Sinterklaas tradition. Still, I can tell you that I never received a Sinterklaas catalog when I lived in the Netherlands, let alone one many weeks in advance. There's not the same sort of breathless pre-celebration there. Rumor had it when we lived in The Hague that it was law that gave Sinterklaas and Santa their own narrow windows of time within Dutch society. The Dutch embassy couldn't confirm for me whether it was law or tradition that keeps the bearded ones from arriving too early or overstaying their welcome. The Chamber of Commerce in Amsterdam said it wasn't law, but instead shop owners who'd come to a joint agreement that Sinterklaas was more important than Santa Claus. Law or public policy or cultural tradition, Santa, Saint Nick, Sinterklaas all respect whatever's going on over there. In the U.S., pre-autumn Christmas cheer will continue to arrive because we have freedom of religion and freedom of economy and a well-established joyful tradition of exceedingly early holiday shopping. Heck, when our usually stern judges call Santa, Mrs. Claus, the elves and reindeer our society's treasures, it's tough to keep any sort of lid on all the excitement and economies of mail. Just as hard as it is to avoid reading the smaller print on that September Christmas catalog that arrived today, the one that the gasping Dutch chamber official said was unimaginable in Holland, my eyes reached the line about early shoppers getting the best possible gifts at the best possible prices. Who doesn't need woolen slippers right about now? I'm Amy Guida.